Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com.
It's Clarissa. We're here in the limelight, and with a couple of different technical issues that we've been having, we just decided to pop over to Zoom and do things in a different way to make sure that we got Kim Jara back on with us today. We've been trying for the last couple of weeks, and poor love, she has been so patient with our process. This technical issue happening, which I've never had happen before. Please welcome Kim Jara, Washington, everybody. Evolve Global Marketing. We're going to talk about digital marketing today. It's exciting stuff, I have to say, because we're going to be talking about marketing and branding and positioning and colors and all those kind of things that kind of get solopreneurs and some entrepreneurs a little confused, if you will. I mean, there's not a lot of clarity sometimes around these issues. Kim Jara, would you agree to that?
Absolutely, for sure.
So let's start a second with, tell me more about, we hear a lot about story-based marketing. Story, the story. People want the story, the story, the story. And that's something that came out recently in the last years, really. It wasn't something we ever heard of before. Why is that so important now?
Yeah, I think, again, we specialize in story-based marketing because it works. The story is really about making your brand be the guide and figuring out what is your customer's main problem. Like, what is the one thing that is driving them crazy and why they would need your services? And then it allows you to guide them so that they can become the hero of their own story. And so you speak in all your marketing to their problem and how you help them solve it.
Yeah, exactly. And so I know that you go through a process with them, you put them, sort of this onboarding process. Who are you? What do you do? What's your story? And how can we make that engaging for your customers so that they want to work with you, they want to continue to engage with you, and how you can help that your customer as well. So how does that kind of trickle down, if you will?
Great question. Yeah, I think, the biggest thing is getting really clear on what is the message that you're trying to deliver. And I think that's where most brands fall short. So if you go to somebody's website and just think about it, Clarissa, you've probably gone to websites where the first thing it does is talk about them. Right? I've done this. My grandparents owned this company 55 years ago, and we're best places to work, and we're amazing. And you're literally looking at that going, okay, that's all wonderful. And how do you help me solve my problem?
Right.
So what we do in our process is we figure out what is the message that people want to hear? What is the problem? How do we use words on their website, in their marketing, in their automation, so that it drives people to see that they can help them solve their problem. And then it makes people feel like they want to do business with you.
And you said words before. I know that that's really important to you. Like, the right wording is so important. And a misplaced word could almost be, it's like one word could misplace the entire message, right? So why is that so important for people and your clients that you're working with?
That's a great question. Human brain is my answer to that. Like, if you think about how our human brain works, we take in information and we're constantly scanning and taking in a ton of information at any given time. And so if words are confusing, if you're using acronyms, if you're using internal, complicated, long drawn out sentences that maybe your internal team understands, but nobody else understands, what happens is the brain has to process that information. And when we have to process too much information in a short period of time, we get overwhelmed and we just say, I'll come back to this later. And that's when people bounce off your website.
Right.
Because they don't have energy to figure it out. So
it's clarity. It's not clarity, right? That when you get there, it's like, I'm not really clear. Like, what am I here for? What am I doing? Why am I supposed to be working?
What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do? And, and what's in it for me? Which is really the bottom line, right? Like, I'm giving you my hard-earned money. I want to know exactly how you're going to help me, like you said before. So that's really a great point. so, and I'm a big stickler on words too. I'm the Rhodes Scholar, but you know, for me, speaking proper English, and you know, I get a lot of the news. Like, here's a little tip that I don't know makes any sense at all, but it's what I do. And I go and I've got about four or five different dictionary newsletters that come in every day with new words. And so I'll just, you know, make sure that I go and I read them and I listen, I look at the origin. Sometimes if it's a difficult word, it will give you like how to say it, you know, the proper usage of it. And, you know, for example, there's applicable and applicable now. So I'm like, well, what's the right way to say it? So I'll go look that up. You know, you hear different things and you just want to make sure that you're coming across in an intelligent way, that you're using, you know, your vocabulary in English in the proper way. Because I think that's one of the first things that, as you say, going back to words, not only when you're reading them, but certainly when you're speaking them, and you want to be as intelligent and as articulate. Because I think that's another thing that people buy into. It's a part of the brand. Mm-hmm. It's who you are. So really important words, everybody. And I can't say that enough. I have different things also that I work with here. I have on my side table that when I come in and I get, you know, I say game ready before I sit down, Kendra, I usually go through a little bit of process to make sure that I'm really present. And there are some different things that I have here that are different words. So just to show you, you know, to your point, here are some words that I'll sit down, be more descriptive, right? And it'll give all these different words as to how different ways to say happy. I can't stand when people can say, I'm so excited to have so-and-so on my stuff using excited. Stop. Let's just not use that anymore. Let's use another word. Let's find. So kind of getting into a thesaurus kind of mood to be able to use different words. Anyway, I digress. But I think that I'm totally on board with you and words being so important. So how should your brand position themselves to engage with their audience better? How can they better position themselves to be engaging with your audience?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that you can do is be very clear and simple in the message that you're delivering. And then I think you have to come up with what makes you unique. And I think that's the big piece that so many businesses miss. Is, you know, again, I think of like coaches out there. There are so many wonderful, amazing coaches. We support a lot of authors, speakers, coaches in my business. And we're always trying to figure out, okay, you do leadership coaching. There's probably 500 people that do leadership coaching. So why is your leadership coaching so vastly different than everybody else? And what are the words that are going to resonate with your specific type of audience? Are you calling on CEOs? Are you calling on just middle managers? Are you calling on entrepreneurs? Like, what type of, are you trying to do leadership for teams? Once you figure that out, then we can figure out what makes you unique and then position your story for your entire marketing and brand to match that.
And to the point, also, I think that we're going back to not only the words that are so important, but certainly the imagery. And I know that you work with people and they're, you know, pulling their website together. And when we're speaking about imagery, I think that is also something that needs to land and be consistent with the brand.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's color, doesn't it?
True. Color matters. I'm not, you, it's funny. Like, I'm not one of those people that thinks like, you know, yellow is for vibrant sun, like happy. Yeah. Like, I don't follow that necessarily, but what I do want to do is, does the overall look and feel of the brand match? And I think here's something for imagery that is a really great tip for the audience, is your images should match what you're trying to say. So for example, smiling, happy people on your website is huge, right? You want people to feel like they can be that. If you have a relationship website, you want to have happy, smiling people in look like they're in a relationship, right, on your website.
Oh, they look like I want to look.
Right? You don't want to have pictures of the ocean. Like, what does that have to do with what you're trying to, you know, portray? So your images should match your brand and your words.
So, okay, so now we've got the websites all pulled together, the stories all pulled together. You've got the niche, you know exactly who you're going after. How do you start to go after them? Where do you start?
Oh, wow. So there's lots of different ways you can do it. We do automated sales funnels. So that's the next step for sure, because you then want to create content, right? So you're going to create blog posts, social media posts. You're going to drive traffic. If that's what your business would use as a media to drive traffic. Some businesses have a list and then they start calling, or they have salespeople that go out. But no matter what avenue you choose, you could do Facebook ads or Google ads, or, you know, you can do ad spend, but whatever avenue you choose, you want to make sure that when they get back to doing what the call to action is, like scheduling a call with you or downloading or doing a demo of your product, whatever it is, you want to make sure you have emails that are thanking them, letting them know what's to expect, like engaging them, telling them more about your business. Like those are the pieces that I think we miss so often. And in COVID, like we're busier than ever because so many businesses are actually realizing we're not communicating with our clients. Yeah. We're used to face-to-face.
Yeah.
And now we can't do it anymore.
More important than ever is stay in touch. Let me ask you a question. How, because I've heard some, you know, some different, you know, both sides of the fence on direct mailings. Do you use them and, or do you know if they're still working and viable, or is it kind of really a thing of the past?
No, I don't think it's a thing of the past. I think some businesses do use them. I specialize in digital, so we don't do direct mailing, but I think for some businesses, it's absolutely huge.
Right.
And let me tell you where direct mailing is still significantly huge. I'll give you a great example. I hired a new CPA firm. And after my very first call, we then went back home. I thought about it. And then I messaged back and said, yep, you're the one. I want to use you. And I interviewed like six firms. Within 3 days, I got a thank you letter in the mail from her, a postcard, and it was handwritten and it said, I'm so excited to be working with you. Again, those are the touches that your digital is never going to do that. You can send an email all day long, and I would still send the thank you email automated.
Yeah, I know.
Fill out the damn card.
I'm a great advocate for that, by the way. I'm a great advocate for the thank you note. I think that, you know, I love getting mail. I mean, I love getting a card or mail or whatever. And I think a lot of people still do. They kind of forgot about it and went by the way of the wagon wheel, you know. But it definitely is one of those kind of things that when you get it, you're like, wow, what a touch of class.
Yeah.
And it's different. So let me ask you, you say you interviewed six different CPA firms. What did this CPA firm do to garner your business?
Oh, you know, for me, it was really about, again, it's just, I guess it's what I'm about. Like, did she get me? Did she understand the problem that I had in my business at this point and what I need to get support on? Right. And she did. And she gave me a plan on how she was going to help me.
Right.
And the other CPA firms didn't. It was like, they weren't listening. They weren't paying attention. They were like, no, this is our process and our process is set. And I think when you can speak to, okay, I see that you want these four things accomplished and I can help you accomplish those, I'm in.
And did you have a conversation with each one of those companies? In other words, a phone conversation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you agree that it's also, you know, who the person is a lot of personality, again, goes back to your personality, the resonation that, you know, and how resonating, like you said, or how you're creating that relationship, even by small, you know, and I love a happy smiley face on the other side. And I love someone that's going to have the answer to, you know, kind of my going, well, you know, and then, yep, but, you know, they bring me back. They bring me back into that conversation and lift it up to the next level. That's kind of where I go, okay, this person gets me. You know, I'm not going to be the easiest person that I, you know, there's a lot of things I don't understand that they're going to walk me through that, you know, can you get art and simple? Yeah. Kind of thing. And that's, yeah, I think that is so important.
You're describing that they get you and they want to help you solve your problem. Like if you're out here all the time and like, okay, I'm thinking of all these things, I don't understand the lingo and I just want your support and I don't want to have to think about it. And they talk that language to you. So just imagine doing that in your marketing. Imagine if an email comes over and it says that exact same message, you would be in. You would say, okay, you're the people that I want to work with.
Absolutely. So that is really extraordinary advice, everybody. Thank you so much, Kendra, for being with us. Again, it's evolveglobalmarketing.com, evolveglobalmarketing.com. You're going to want to get around. Where else can everybody find you? If not at your website, your socials, social handles?
Yeah. You can visit me on LinkedIn for sure. And we're on Facebook. So absolutely give us, it's just Evolve Global Marketing. You can take a look at those. And definitely go to my website if you want to schedule a call. I will, if you say that you came from the show when you schedule it, then I'll do a free website review for you.
And that is evolveglobalmarketing.com, everybody. We've been speaking with Kendra Whittington. I thank her again for her time and her infinite patience getting this interview done with some, a little bit of difficulty with the technology on my end, but she's been extremely gracious, which leads me to believe that she would be phenomenal person to work with. And Vera, thank you again so very much.
Thanks for having me.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, inspirednewsradio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on inspirednewsradio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. Inspirednewsradio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket, you can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon. Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again. In the Limelight.